When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Sarah, we have to go now because we've got Anthony Sprague, the general manager of the Bisons, on the phone with us. Do you need Sarah, Anthony, to perform at one of the Bisons games?
Yeah, can she do that before the Canadian or American anthem and then draw the first pitch, maybe? I think that would work.
I think that would be great. How are you today?
Very good. Thanks for having me.
It feels so weird that we're getting ready for the Bisons season to begin. You must be excited.
Yeah, I mean, it's for sure. It's March, right? And it's difficult to wrap your head around it that, you know, we just had snow yesterday, yet we're playing on Friday. It's hard for us to wrap our heads around it sometimes, too. But honestly, we want to get this thing going. We always talk about it that once we get to, you know, January, February, we just want spring to get here. We want the warm weather to get here. We want our summer family to start showing up at the ballpark, and we're excited for Friday.
I love the spring guarantee you have for opening day.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's when we came up with it, it was 70 degrees, and it's like, yeah, we're good, right? And then, it's 17 degrees or whatever when you wake up today, and but I think we're going to get there. If we don't get there, whatever, then everyone gets get something for free.
Yeah, the spring guarantee for opening day, if it's not 50 degrees at first pitch, which is at 2:05, fans in attendance get a free ticket to another game in April. I like it.
Yeah, hopefully, and maybe it can be 49 at first pitch, and then it can warm up to 60 or 70 after first pitch. So everyone wins, and it's a nice day.
What's your favorite part of the Bisons games?
Honestly, it's on Sundays when kids run the bases every Sunday. We have our staff down there and we make sure everyone's safe and keeping space and all that and running around. And, you know, as people are trickling out, we kind of let everybody trickle out. We're sitting in the dugouts and just watching families come with the smile on their face. They had a great time. It's a beautiful day, and it's a wide variety of what kids have. You know, some kids still have some cotton candy on their face, and someone got a ball. I can see them. They Buster signed their cap, and you just see the memories that families are making, and it's like, hey, our staff, it makes us smile. We contributed to that.
Yeah.
We help make a lasting memory for that kid, that mom, that dad, and that's what drives us during the off season to how can we make it better.
Mm-hmm. You've been with the Bisons. You started as an intern back in the day, correct?
Yeah, back in the day. I forget how long ago that was now. But yeah, intern, sales rep, director of sales, AGM, and now general manager. Very fortunate to work for such a great organization.
What do you love about this Bisons team?
The team is our staff or the actual team here?
Actual team.
Okay, so it's I feel that they're part of our family as well. So, you know, Casey Kandel, manager, Ben, he's going to be a fifth year managing here. He's going to break some records this year. You know, manager, he's going to set the record in wins. He played here as a player, and it's fun to see that connection kind of grow through the years a little bit. Mm-hmm. Only manager that I've worked with as a general manager, and he creates such a great atmosphere for the players. We had our team meeting yesterday, just talking about, you know, expectations for the season, and these guys are to build those friendships, watch them play, watch them grow, and hopefully make it to the Jays. That's kind of a great part to this is, you know, you didn't think about that going into it. But you do build those friendships with that side to it. And they really do care about the city. They love the city. They want to go, hey, where's the best place to go get wings? Where's the best place to go get a drink? And they embrace the city, and guys that have been back really do enjoy it.
What kind of candy is in the dugout?
Oh, you got every kind of gum that you can imagine. You know, in the early seasons, it's a little, I'd stay away from it because it's too hard. But in the summer, I probably chew too much of it as well. Like you got the watermelon, grape, original, and they have, you know, all the different kinds of gum, but you have about five or six different kinds of sunflower seeds too that I didn't even know existed.
Mm-hmm.
It's just crazy. I forget the weirdest one I had last year. I'd have to try and think, like, it might have been like a Chipotle sunflower seed. It's crazy, the different flavors of everything.
Dill pickle.
Dill pickle's my favorite.
That's one. Yep. That one's not too bad either.
Mm-hmm. And then you guys got a new sound system, and there's been all this talk about it. I need to get on the sound system and do a check one, two. Yeah.
Please. Yeah. It's sounded great so far. I can hear it, from my office, and yeah, I mean, it's just going to add to the overall experience. When you walk into the ballpark, you walk into Salem Field, you're going to feel like, all right, what, you know, the excitement, it's going to feel like a baseball game. That was just lacking the last few years. Parts of it were failing, and sometimes it would work, sometimes it wouldn't. It worked better in this section and that section, and you know, you couldn't carry on a conversation in a suite in one spot, and yet you couldn't hear the PA in another spot. So we're thankful for Capstream to help us out there.
It's cool that you guys are located where that ballpark is, because the FOMO I have when I drive by and I see everybody else having a nice afternoon or a nice evening, and I'm on the 190,
mm-hmm.
and I just want to get off the road, go park, go hang out at the ballpark. It's so cool to be downtown. Everybody must appreciate that legendary ballpark.
Yeah, I mean, they've heard so much. I mean, it's a storied franchise. So when they come in and, you know, they're coming to play for the Bisons, it's a big deal, and they all know it too. Down in spring training, that's, you know, you have two different levels of guys that, you know, they're trying to make it to the Jays, but yet they're happy to be playing in Buffalo, and those younger guys that are really striving to get there. It's an iconic moment to say you're a Bison, because, you know, the franchise is over 100 years old, and just what it means to the city and to minor league baseball in general. They all get it. They all know it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the ballpark itself is, you know, built for major leagues. They all know that. They all know the history of it as well too. And then when the Jays playing here, they, you know, it's a major league feel when they get here.
We're getting ready for opening day of the Bisons tomorrow, but some of the really cool nights that you've got, you got all of Sarah's letters, because I see you're doing Harry Potter night August 23rd.
Well done.
What's that going to be like?
That's exciting. We just got the sample of the scarves that I think a couple days ago. They look great, great product. The approval process that we need to go through now to have these promotions, it takes years. So we've been talking about this for a couple of years on, hey, we need to do this, and finally got the approval to go ahead. And we're coming right out of the gates with that giveaway. We're going to have, all kinds of games on the field. Hopefully we're going to play Quidditch. We're going to have Harry Potter trivia. It's going to be a great time.
And then the Goo Goo Doll bobblehead giveaway. Johnny, please tell me it's Johnny.
Yeah, is it everybody or?
It's not everybody. I don't want to let the cat out of the bag.
Okay. Yeah, no.
Okay.
I just saw a mock-up of it yesterday, I think it was. And it's good. It's really good.
I love that. You could recreate their show in Buffalo when it was pouring rain and have like a squirt bottle and play the Goo Goo Dolls. That's so fun that,
there's so many ideas that were flying around this bobblehead when they agreed to do it and come. We need our own week to just talk about that night in particular. I think it's going to be great. The bobblehead, the last few years we've had some good ones, some really good bobbleheads. And this one's right up there. It's going to be tough. It's really tough to top the last two with the Mark bobblehead and then Kyle Brandt last year, but this could do it. It is amazing.
Is it true you insist on dressing up like Darth Vader on Star Wars night, or is that just a myth?
It's a myth because it's not just Darth Vader. My favorite character is Boba Fett. Into the Boba Fett costume anymore that our Northridge crew has. I tried. So I have to, they're going to have to take it out a little bit for maybe this year.
Yeah.
It's okay. That's okay. The Bisons and all of the things you do throughout the season, what's the best way to keep track of what's coming up next so you don't miss things like the drone show, the bobblehead giveaway, Harry Potter night?
I mean, following us on all our socials, we do a good job on that. Very creative. Bisons.com always is where you get everything Bisons right there. And there's so much going on this year. I really have a hard time wrapping my head around how we're fitting it all into one summer, but we're going to try.
Does Josh Allen ever call you up and say, can I just come and hit baseballs? Because he loves playing baseball.
He does. He doesn't call me in particular. I'll get that message through Micah. But he can, he's welcome to come and hit baseballs whenever he can. We're excited. He had some special requests this year for the Micah Hyde softball game that we are going to accommodate.
Like?
And we needed some new bats. I think the bats we had were from the original Micah Hyde softball game, and I think they were a little worn. So we're going to get him some new ones. So I think he might hit a couple to the new stadium from what I heard.
Oh, that's incredible. Wow. What kind of bat would make a baseball go the farthest? Is it the aluminum ones?
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. There's all kinds of different ones. And these softball bats that, they have the softball tours that they have these particular ones that it really can jump off those bats. So we're going to try and find one of those for Josh to really make his mark.
I love
Any
that.
Chance of seeing the Savannah Bananas again anytime soon?
Not the Bananas in particular. I think they are just going to Major League Parks. The party animals are making minor league tours. We'll throw our hat in the ring potentially on that, but for next year, there's nothing that's an official agreement. Okay. But we are right there 95% there with another a different tour that is going around minor league parks this year that you will most likely see. that will be in Buffalo next year. And we'll make that announcement probably in the early fall. But we are working on 2026 already. It just blows my mind that we have to do it this early. But we've got some good plans in the hopper for even next year already.
Oh, that's so cool. And Wingfest is going to be at the ballpark too, right?
Yeah. Wingfest. That's
coming back.
About all the things that we have going on. Yeah, Wingfest. Labor Day weekend again. It's back where it belongs.
I agree. I always liked Wingfest at the Bisons. Like, I feel like it fits there better.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about the downtown aspect to Buffalo and how much it's growing. I mean, and this just fits right in it, too. It's easier to get to the ballpark. You know, so much mass transit to get you down there. And it just has that feel of it as well, too, that it's where it belongs. And you're on the field. It's kind of a good way to end the summer. It's just a tradition that we had for 20 years and from 20 plus years that we're just so excited to have Drew back. And I think it's going to be one of the best ones ever.
Well, good luck on the start of the Bison's 140th season of professional baseball in Buffalo. It's great to talk to you.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
All right. Go Bison's.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.